Agenda item number 14, report and possible discussion on Mars Shepherd Dam, Possum Kingdom, concrete assessment and service life extension introductory presentation by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I get started, I wanted to point out that I'll be talking about cracks and spalls at Mars Shepherd Dam. And the one thing that I wanted to make sure that everybody understood is that these cracks and spalls are not a dam safety issue. We've spoken with outside engineers, our internal engineers have looked at it, consultants, and also folks from FERC have seen these cracks and spalls. So up front, I just kind of wanted to make sure that everybody understands whenever I'm talking about the cracks and spalls at Mars Shepherd Dam that it's not a dam safety issue. Mars Shepherd Dam, all our dams are the backbone of our infrastructure, and most of them are beginning to age. Today, I kind of wanted to provide you all a brief overview of our concrete work that we plan on implementing to extend the service life of our dams. There's other agencies across Texas and also across the nation that are looking at this as our infrastructure ages. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is one, and so is the Bureau of Reclamation. We're going to look at Mars Shepherd Dam first, really because of its age and because of some of the history associated with that, and I'll talk about that here briefly. This is just an informational briefing, so there's no action item associated with it. This slide is illustrative of the concrete elements associated with our dams. You can see we have the intake structure, the buttresses, there's foundations, and then deck panels. When constructed, these concrete elements typically have a 50-year service life. Mars Shepherd Dam is over 70 years old. When you talk to the engineers and the folks today that are considered experts in the field, if properly maintained, we should it should last us well beyond 100 years. This is another slide that's just kind of illustrative of the different concrete elements. As we look at a Mars Shepherd Dam, we're going to be looking at development of a comprehensive maintenance program that complements our existing programs that we have right now. We have inspection and monitoring and repair and maintenance programs, so we're going to be looking at concrete maintenance here in the future in more greater detail. The cracks and spalls that we have observed are going to represent an ongoing maintenance cost, and I'll talk a little bit more about that here shortly. You can go to the next slide. This slide is illustrative of when Mars Shepherd Dam was constructed. If you'll recall, during the late 80s, some of you may recall that there was some movement that was noted on the dam and the spillway. The cause of that movement was detected. It was determined what the corrective action was appropriate. It was taken. Basically, we added some ballast. And then along with that stabilization effort that was conducted, there were several cracks and spalls that were noted at the time. They were also repaired. And there was an extensive monitoring program that took place thereafter. If you leave the cracks and spalls alone, over time they can expand and grow. But as I reiterated earlier, I guess, it's not a dam safety issue at this juncture. We'll go to the next slide. This slide is illustrative of the timetable of when our dams were constructed. You can see Possum Kingdom, obviously, is the earliest. Then you've got Lake Granbury, and Sterling Robertson Dam benefited for a lot more developments in concrete technology at the time. Go to the next slide. I'm going to show you a few photographs of some of the spalling and cracking that's going on. This is a deck panel that's has spalling and also rebar corrosion occurring. This slide is illustrative of some of the spalling on the downstream deck panel. This, we obviously would have to go in and repair this. Earlier on, I mentioned corbels, buttresses, and stuff. I tried to use this slide to distinguish. It's hard to see if it's not three-dimensional, but these are the corbels. So I just kind of want to differentiate that between the different concrete elements. We go to the next slide. We're showing a crack in a spall that's located on one of the corbels. As you can see, we've got the buttresses here, and then you've got the upstream deck panels over on this side. This next slide is a closer view of that same corbel of the crack and spall. You can go to the next picture, and this is an even closer slide of the crack and spall that needs to be repaired. There are several factors that cause cracks and spalls. Some of it can be associated with the initial construction application or the techniques that were utilized at the time. Also, if there's a high concentration of chlorides, you're going to also, if there's thermal fluctuations, when it's hot, when it's cold, and then the moisture content of the concrete whenever it was applied, and then also just the permeability of the concrete itself, where the chlorides and sulfates can penetrate the concrete. There's various forms of deterioration. Fortunately for us, most of these forms can be stopped or repaired. There is one, I highlighted it in red there, and if there's what's called internal sulfate attack, you might have to, what the engineers call, replace in place. So you might have something, if it has that internal sulfate attack, it might be a little bit more progressive where we have to take a little bit more, greater action on the place. But our goal, go to the next slide, is I just kind of want to summarize that we have some basically surface defects that I'll call, you can see it's substantial, but they're surface in nature at this juncture. We need to look to ensure that we can extend the service life of our dam structures. On Friday, we received requests for proposals, or we submitted requests for proposals. We had two firms that responded, Freeze and Nichols and Arcadis. Those two firms are going to provide the engineering. They'll go out, they'll look at the dam, they'll review and assess it, and they'll evaluate the cracks and spalls. And what we're going to do is develop some repair procedures. And so once we select a firm, we'll go out, we'll look and determine what kind of corrective action needs to be taken. And then we budget it accordingly within the next fiscal year should we need to move rapidly. And again, this was just an informational briefing. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them at this juncture. Yes, sir.
You said the dam's probably good for 100 years. Is that from the time of construction, that total life?
Yes, sir. And it could be well beyond 100 years,
yeah,
too.
I understand. So,
that's right.
What are the controls for the conduit that you're putting in? Are they... Is anything going to be in the powerhouse itself when you're all finished?
It will, the conduit? Yes, sir. It'll go right through the powerhouse.
Now, but who controls it and from where?
The Brazos River Authority will control it.
Where's the physical location?
Yeah, who's going to do it? Where the
I might defer to his Mark in here.
I guess what I'm saying, are the remote controls from someplace? Or are they on-site, or where are they?
Yeah, they'll be on-site. It'll be automated.
It'll be remotely operated from the office up at the top of the hill.
Okay.
It'll also be manually controllable from the location of that.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
All right.